Hi there, Steve. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Scott wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details and answer any questions. Also, to apply a legacy rate, your company's been around for more than 15 years, so you qualify for a significantly reduced rate here. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going well. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. And Steve, Scott says about a 30-mile service area for you. Mostly residential. Does that mean you can take on commercial work if we send it your way?
I could, yes.
Okay, okay.
I have a lot of work in the past.
Do you prefer residential, though?
I do.
You do, okay. The reason I ask is it's targeted marketing, you know, the content that we create. In fact, we are doing both local search engine optimization and paid Google ads. That's going to get you found in both the local pack, or the map that pops up near the top of the page, and the Google paid ads that will get you found very quickly at the very top of the page, even ahead of that local map, and throughout your service area, that 30 miles. So the combination of both local search engine optimization and search engine marketing, that's going to get you the maximum number of phone calls. Calls come directly to you, so you're not paying for a lead and chasing that lead down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. That's the real power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your company to see you as a top option. Again, they're just typing in keywords related to any of the construction services that you want to be found for. When they see you as a top option, the ones that do decide to call you will be calling you pretty much, you know, hoping you're available to do the job. They will have already seen a website for you that we'll create, and I'm sure you do have photos of some of the work that you've been doing, right? Like before and after photos.
Yep. Yeah. I'm on Angie's list, and
I noticed that. Yeah, I see an Angie's list. Okay. So you're using some industry specific directories. Are those services working out for you?
You know, I'm on, but I'm not paying for it, so.
Okay.
They're hit and miss.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's always going to be hit or miss, you know, and you don't have to stop using any of those services to be a top option on that first page of Google, although most of my clients prefer to get calls directly. You know, you're not chasing down the same lead that your potential, your competitors are chasing down. Living, breathing human beings call you directly, call you specifically. Now, as a very well-established company, you see a savings of a little bit over 50%. You save exactly $300 every month. It is a month-to-month service. No matter how long you use the service, the reduced rate's going to apply. You're going to save exactly $300. Brings your rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, for your services, I mean, one job is going to easily offset the cost of that service, right? You're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. And the calls that you get, they're going to be from mostly high-end residential clients. Like I said, we can get you some commercial work too, but we'll be focusing on the residential clients that you're looking to attract. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know, too, which clients found you from the paid ads or the local map or individual directories or from your website. most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. It's got the click-to-call feature. There will also be a contact form, though. So residential clients can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message. You get an email. You'll always know right away, Steve, when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, you're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking and reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with, okay? Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
So I don't currently have a website.
Right. Yep. We're going to include the website for you. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. So, of course, that means as you take on more jobs, you can keep taking pictures. We can add more pictures to your website. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I would be willing to do here, because you are paying for advertising with those other services, I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. There's normally a one-time setup fee of $299. That setup fee would attach to that first month. It is not for the website. It's for the other content, the 70 directories that we have to create, the time, the resources, some cases the direct cost that we incur to create the content necessary to get you to stand out ahead of your competitors. Usually that setup fee can run as high as $299. But I'd like to save you as much money as I can. I want to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time $99 setup fee. It attaches to just that first month. And then every month after that, it would be that flat rate of the $299. So the first month would be $398. That includes all the content. It includes the website. The Google ads are always going to be part of it every single month. At least that way, once we get your phone ringing, I mean, you're saving exactly $300 off the cost of the service, saving $200 off of the setup fee. So you'd be saving $500 in your first month alone. Every month that you stay with us, you're still saving $300 off the normal cost of the service. We are Google Premier Partners. That's significant for you. There's only 8 of us in the country. There's 41 worldwide. It is just with the Google Premier Partners that Google charges our companies for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. So our responsibility is really as much to Google as it is to you, to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure you're profitable, make sure that you choose to use the service. I mean, as long as you're making money, of course, that's good for you. And as long as you use the service, Google will charge my company for the clicks to that paid ad campaign. So, of course, they want us to be successful. They want our clients to be successful. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, whether it's additional tools and techniques that our trained and certified agents that will be managing your ad campaign can employ to get you a higher return on investment with the Google ads, or if it's updates to the local map, the PAC algorithm. Directories they want us to create, directories they no longer want us to create. We're always going to be in that conversation, Steve, ahead of the curve to make sure that we keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I see it as Vaden Construction. Is that how you would want the company to appear online? No Inc. or LLC after that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you, the 831-917-7016?
Correct.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes, it is.
You can. Good. Yeah, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on the website, you get a text message. You also get an email. If it's a business email, it will not only be linked to that contact form. We'll also list it physically on your website. If it's a personal email, it can be hidden. But we do want something for those requests through the contact form to go to. And, of course, we'll use it as well for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
I'm using Vaden Forge.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-R-G-E. Email.com.
You're breaking up just a little bit, but you said Vaden like the name of the company, then Forge, right? F-O-R-G-E at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Correct. Gotcha. And then, Steve, what is your last name?
Vaden.
It is. That makes sense. I just like the business name. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we do use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we want to get out to you. Like I said, certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll email it to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any or all of those?
Preference is probably text. Any and all is okay.
Okay, I'll put text preferred. And, yeah, there's going to be some redundancy built into it. You know, certainly if we send you a text message and we don't hear back from you in a timely fashion, we'll probably give you a phone call, that type of thing. And definitely for the stuff we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. Now, I wanted to ask you about the physical address that I see here listed for your business because, I mean, I know that you are service-based and you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first or after or during that process, right? The 4110 Crest Road, that's probably not an address that you would even want promoted for your business online, right? Is that a home address?
Correct.
It is. Okay. Yes. Gotcha. And the reason I'm asking is, well, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if it were a shop or a small office, a warehouse, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list the physical street address. They would not want anyone to try to knock on that door any more than you do. They're just going to list a city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Okay. Now, Mr. Vaden, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. I'd schedule a call back with one of our technicians. That's where we get all the information that we need to build your website and to create that content, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. For example, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call and a couple of other things. What I would do now would be to secure the listing for your company is to read what's called a voice verification. It is required of us as a Google Premier partner, Steve. It gets recorded through the computer. It outlines your service agreement so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are including the website for you at no additional cost, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, etc. It is recorded, Mr. Vaden, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. One more question. So,
sure, of course.
Since it's month to month.
Correct.
So say I'm 3 months in and unhappy for some reason. I just can't.
Okay. You can absolutely, it is month to month. It is completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it is that flat rate that'll never go up. But absolutely no cancellation fees, no early termination fees or anything like that. It is completely month to month.
Nice. Yeah. I like that pause.
Sure. I mean, our it's performance based on our end. I mean, we have to keep your phone ringing. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, that you're getting the jobs. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, that we've been in business for 17 years, so about as long as you've been in business. It's a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the Internet. You know, we've been around for a very long time. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with over 5 years ago. Now that partnership program has been around. And that program exists, and I want to be completely honest with you, that program, that Google partnership program, it exists exclusively to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google paid ads. Of course, Google does still offer an AdWords Express product to businesses, and although it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, it really does refer to the fact that that product from Google is an abbreviated version of a true Google ad campaign. There's a lot of click here, default there, we know you're new to this, we recommend that type of thing. It's kind of set it and forget it, and Google knows that not every business is profitable enough under that situation to continue to use Google Ads. But of course, Google Ads is where Google makes the majority of their revenue, and Google knows that when Google Ads are professionally managed by someone trained and certified to get a business owner a higher return on investment, use all the tools and techniques, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, etc., businesses stay with it long term. And certainly for your service area and that 30 miles that you want to be found for, the Google Ads are going to get you the maximum number of phone calls. So it is just that flat rate. Now, like I said, the voice verification is pretty straightforward, but if you've got a question, if you want me to clarify my question, Steve, please feel free to stop me at any point, okay? Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Baden, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Steve, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Steve, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Baden Construction.
And that's exactly how I have that. Mr. Baden, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Steve Baden, owner of this.
Okay. And then, Steve, as the owner of Baden Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business, I imagine. And then, Steve, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Baden, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Steve, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is actually important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Steve, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie and Howe's. No direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Steve, we are just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Baden, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with the reductions in the cost of both the subscription and that one-time setup fee, with the website included, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, Steve, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 3rd of January, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to renew on the 3rd of the month and the further discounted rate of just $299. And once again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Steve, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, this is month-to-month, completely at will. That does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary, although I don't think that is the case here. All that you would need to do and all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Baden, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Steve, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Steve? What does work best for you, sir?
It's a MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It has my name above the business name.
Okay. And is it Steve on the card or Steven?
Steven.
Steven, is that S-T-E-V-E-N?
Correct.
And then no middle initial, just Steven Baden, and underneath it is R? Okay. One of those letters.
R Baden.
One of those letters that cannot be mistaken for another letter even over the phone. It's not a C or a T or an M or an N. It's just R, and I don't ever have to ask. So I've got Stephen R. Vaden, and then, of course, Vaden Construction on there as well. And then, Steve, you said that was a MasterCard. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5236.
Mm-hmm.
6869.
Yes, sir.
0532.
Okay.
9042.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
1224.
12 of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
197.
Okay. I've got 197, 197. On the back, and then December or 12 of 2024, the expiration. And then, Steve, the card itself, was it 5236 6869 0532
9042? Correct.
And does that bill at the 4110 Crest Road in Pebble Beach, 93953?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Steve, in just a minute or so here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, specific time. Now, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You're also going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice, Steve, will be sent out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, depending on, you'll also receive that link via direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business, though, on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We are booked out for the 2 o'clock and the 3 o'clock, and we'll be looking to tomorrow. Looks like 7 is booked out as well, but other than that, anywhere between 8 and 3, with the one exception of noon. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. And while we schedule by the hour, the call takes about half an hour. Did you want something as early as 8 or as late as 3, somewhere in between? What's going to work best for you?
Let's do 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is perfect. You'll be scheduled in this case from 9 o'clock until 10. Like I said, the call would probably get to you a few minutes after 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You will receive a reminder email at 8 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then you are receiving right now, I'm sending out to you a calendar invite to your email address. You don't have to respond to it, but it's there for your records. And then did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yes, I have a text.
You have the text. If you open the text, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open the email, it's got the invoice on there as well, and you would have to click on the click here. But if you opened up that text message, it's at the very top. It says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Again, we're talking about your Google My Business optimization. We'll also mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories, known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important. The landing page is your website. Of course, we're going to do that for you, the Google Ads and everything else. But if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way where it says the SMS communication, you authorize us to make text messages and SMS communications for you. You actually prefer it that way. So just to verify the 831-917-7016, that is a mobile number and one that you have access to. Please do not click the box to opt out of SMS or text messages. That would prevent us from sending those texts. So just leave that box unclicked. But if you scroll down at the very bottom there, above the line that goes across where it says signature below it and the box that says above it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, we do want you to click on that box. And then it's going to ask you to either type in Stephen R. Vaden, or you can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. That would confuse the system. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so exactly as it appears there with the S, the R, and the V capitalized. Once you've got your name in that click here or the sign box, just click the box below it that says confirm signature. Now, Steve, that's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that everything that's already out there is already accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you're going to know that you're successful in doing that when it is asking you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
Okay.
I
do not.
So, yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you do.
On the email, open the invite. Is that what you're?
Well, the you said you received the text message. Is it the one that says "Welcome to Local Splash" or the Local Splash initial invoice?
It was the welcome.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that's the one with
now.
The. Gotcha. So you've got the other one open now, the invoice email.
Yes. Or in,
okay.
It says
so of course,
invite.
The one that has the link is the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email, and then it says click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the text message is generated by that email.
Let me go back to test. I don't see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sends you like a bunch of emails all at once. It sends you the welcome email and it sends you the invoice email. The automated system.
Okay. One says localsplash.com terms. That one?
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, so that's the one that talks about the services, and of course the website that we're including and everything else. And it is at the bottom of that. And really, like I said, you know, obviously we are speaking on your smartphone. We don't want you to click on that box because we do want you to receive text messages. But just at the bottom, click on the box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then either copy and paste or type in Stephen R. Vaden into that box that has the arrow pointing to the sign here where it says click here. You can click right in that box and either copy it or type it in there. And then just below
okay.
it says to confirm signature.
Okay.
And then
yep.
So you're on the username and password screen. So the reason it's asking you for your username and your password is that it's my.localsplash.com, in this case, /terms and conditions, and then the information specific to your account. But this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's actually asking you to sign into your account with your username and password. The username is your phone number, just the number we're speaking on, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number. So in the calendar invite that I sent out to you, it says localsplash CIENG, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it does have your username, which is, again, your phone number, your name, and then your actual phone number with the dashes and spaces. Don't worry about putting in your username and your password at this point. I think if we did have a password for you, it would take you to an error message that page has not yet been created. Again, it's trying at this point to take you to your tracking and reporting. We'll get all of that set up, starting with that client interview tomorrow at 9. So you're actually all set on my end. The email address that you've got on that confirmation email, the support@localsplash.com, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything, including photos there. It will get forwarded to the right department. Do, though, just reference your phone number or your username, which, again, is your phone number, just the numbers, though, on that email so we can send it to the right department. Now, tomorrow, though, they're going to give you officially, and you can write it down now, it is photos@localsplash.com. That's for the photos department. So if you wanted to email photos directly to the photos department, you would use that email. Although, like I said, if you send it to the support email, we'll just forward it along. In the beginning, we're going to ask you to email us the photos. Once your website is completed, and it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days, that's usually when we're going to send you your username and password once your dashboard is completely fleshed out. You can upload photos right through your client dashboard. You can request content changes directly through your dashboard. And, of course, you can continue to call client support for any of those changes as well. But other than that, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited for you. Now, you do prefer Steve, though, versus Stephen, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I've got that in the notes too, although everything did officially get sent out as it appears on the billing with Stephen R. Baden, but I've got it in the notes that you do prefer Steve, and it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 9 o'clock. But we really are excited to get this going for you, looking forward to getting your phone ringing, and looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you. I've got one more question for you.
Sure, of course.
I'm also a master blacksmith.
Oh, you are? No kidding. Okay. So if you want us to put that on your website, if you want us to put photos on there, if you want specific services to be found for, we can do that for you as well.
Perfect. Okay, great.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to put that in the notes too. And then our client interview technician will ask you about that and the different things that you think people might be typing in when they're looking for blacksmithing services. That's amazing. I guess that explains the forge part of your email. I was going to ask, but it makes sense. One of the shows I'll binge watch is Forged in Fire. I kind of like that show a lot. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's on History Channel.
Yeah, they invited me, I think it was the third or fourth.
Really?
We had just had a big, we had a huge storm here, and
uh-huh.
Two trees actually fell across my smithy at home, like X.
Oh, no way. The wrong time then, huh? Wow.
So,
no kidding.
If I had to decline, because it would be the finish.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's really cool. I'm going to put that in the notes here that you're a blacksmith as well. Well, Steve, Happy New Year to you. You know, I really think this is going to be prosperous for you. You'll be a long-term client, looking forward to getting this going, giving you prosperity for your business in 2022 and beyond. Again, real pleasure speaking with you. And I really do want to say this because it's true. And I know you can't help but be yourself, but you know, you're a nice guy. You're a smart guy. You're a patient guy. All of that comes across over the phone. I don't always get all of those. In fact, most of the time I get none of those. So it was a pleasure speaking with someone who appreciates my time as much as I appreciate theirs. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, thank
you. Mr. Baden, real pleasure speaking with you. Again, our client interview technician will give you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks again. Thank you, too. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.